Transfiguration is all about vision. A sudden vision. An experience of great glory that was immediately seen and experienced. And we've all had transfiguration moments in life, even if only for one brief shining moment. The encounter with somebody who lifted our spirits, or those supportive and encouraging words spoken in a way that causes us to see life differently, from a new perspective, a more positive perspective and vantage point. And like the disciples, we say, let's build a tent to capture this wonderful moment. And those moments in our lives, we wish we could always gather together and keep just the way we remember them. All of them on this side of eternity are fleeting. We can't freeze the moment. Time marches on. Realism comes along and says, that's impossible. Even with the perfect dream house, you have to clean the gutters. Babies are cute, but there comes a time when we have to change diapers. The mountaintop vision is splendid, but soon we're in the valley. Enter two spoil sports by the names of Moses and Elijah in today's reading. While Peter is rhapsodizing about the glory and wonder of seeing the Lord in these dazzlingly white clothes and the fantastic transfiguration experience, they're whispering about an exodus to Jerusalem, to Jesus, meaning they're reminding Jesus of his own suffering and death, which is impending just around the corner. They remind us that on this side of eternity, there is no escape from reality. They remind us that we somehow just can't freeze transfiguration in whatever form it might come to us. And on this Sunday of the Transfiguration, we realize that the Lord gives us wonderful experiences to carry us through the dark times, the difficult times. And this is enormously important to remember. And this is why on this second Sunday of Lent, when our observances, what we gave up and what we're going to do or not do, when things start to become hard in living up to our promises, God gives us kind of a shot in the arm, a glimpse of what is to come. So it strengthens us during those dark moments, during the times when our life gets rough. This Feast of the Transfiguration is like a jewel in a perfect setting, which shines in the midst of our Lenten journey. And so we come here, brothers and sisters all, to be reminded that we too can climb the mountain with Jesus, a mountain of hope, a mountain of joy and fulfillment. And this is the mountain. The mountain where wonderful change takes place. When bread and wine become the body and blood of the Savior, who promises each of us glory untold. And so, whatever darkness we're going through right now, no matter how difficult life is, no matter what we're experiencing that pulls us down to the depths of despair, we gather here to encourage one another and to remind one another that this life is passing. We heard that in the second reading. We're citizens of heaven, not citizens of this earth. This earth is passing. And so, whatever is pulling you down, holding you back, keeping you from becoming what God intended you to become in the first place, all of that will be removed in due time. But we must hope in the one who is counting on us to be witnesses of hope in a darkened world which now more than ever needs hope. You and I have come to this mountaintop, not to show off our holiness, not to fulfill an obligation, because you gotta go on Sundays, but to encourage one another. You know, people who, and we're all tempted at times to do this, people who stay away from this, it's not that they're evil, but they're missing out. They're missing out on the message of hope. My brothers and sisters, there are people right now in this world and in this city whose lives are fragmented, who are lost and lonely, who are wondering, what's the meaning in life? And yet here we are. For some mysterious reason, God has called you and I to climb up the mountain and to look at the bigger picture. And when we leave through those doors, you and I are going down the mountain into the valley. And our mission is to bring the vision of hope to those who need that message, to those who need encouragement. And that's, I think, is what we're supposed to do, is to encourage one another. That's certainly what God did through his life. And I think he was always able to see the goodness in other people. He looked at the prostitute and didn't just see sinfulness. He saw the possibility for greatness, the possibility for holiness. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, you remember there was a thief that was hanging next to him. And Jesus said to him, "This day you will be with me in paradise." Why? Because he saw beyond the dishonesty and duplicity. He saw the goodness in that thief, just as he sees the goodness in you and I. And if that is true, our mission in life is to see the goodness in those around us and to encourage them as they encourage us. If we do that, we will have the power of bringing heaven a lot closer to earth. We don't have to wait till our last breath to experience heaven. We can experience it every time we love, every time we're patient, every time we're understanding, especially to those who are difficult to live with, just as we're difficult to live with at times. So this gathering of our faith community is a privilege and a gift. It's more than a fulfillment of obligation. It's a treasure, one that you and I so often take for granted. My brothers and sisters, it is good for us to be here. Very good. Praise God.